If you go and you knock doors, you know you will knock on door after door. And there are very few people that are saved, but there are a lot of people that go to church. There are a lot of people that heard about Jesus Christ, but there are very few people that are saved. Probably the most omitted commandment in the Bible is the commandment that we are to go out and preach the gospel to the lost. You take all of Christianity in the entire, let's say in the entire country, and the people that actually go to church, okay, out of the people that are saved, people that go to church, that's a small percentage of people that consistently go to church. Okay, out of that group that goes to church, I would say this, the amount of people that actually like read their Bible, you know, every day, whether it be a couple chapters or even more, that's probably still a very small percentage. That probably makes the percentage even go down. The people that actually pray, that kneel and pray and try to like have a relationship with God is even smaller than that. And I'll tell you this, it's even smaller than the amount of people that are actually going out and doing bona fide soul winning. You know, we can always blame the Catholics and we can blame all these false religions and say the Catholics, they're sending people to hell and these people are, they're damning people to hell. But guess what? Before the Catholics came along, there was already people going to hell. Before the Pentecostals and before their tongue-speaking, devil, demonic actions, people were already going to hell. It's not the Catholics that are sending people to hell. It's people are not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. They're condemned already. And it's as easy as believing on the Bible says, he said, whosoever believeth on me is passed from death unto life. Whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sins. It's as easy as putting your faith in Jesus Christ. That's why soul winning works. You can go out there on the doorstep. They don't have to clean up all their life, repent, turn from all their sins. All they got to do is be able to understand the gospel, believe that Jesus Christ died and was buried and rose from the dead. And if they believe that, the Bible says they can be saved. No matter how hot it gets and how humid it gets, and go out there with zeal and fervor, you know what? Other people are just going to follow suit. That's what good leadership is doing. It's just keeping on track and tearing it up, and other people are just going to follow you. You're not going to have to say, hey, come with me. They're just going to want to come. They're going to see what you're doing, and they're going to want to come. You show me a church where nobody goes soul winning, it's because the pastor does not go soul winning. You show me a household that does not go soul winning, it's because dad does not go soul winning, because mom does not go soul winning. You show me kids that don't go soul winning, it's because mom and dad don't go soul winning. In the long run, you develop relationships with people. I'll always remember these people. You know, you do a lot of talking from door to door. You do a lot of fellowship from door to door. You know, that's a great time of fellowship. And your zeal hath provoked very many. He says, your zeal, the zealousness that you have, it's provoked other people to doing good works. If you go out there with you know, zeal, if you go out there with, you know, a drive where you actually care about what you're doing, you're not just going through the motions. Yes, we're commanded to do it. Yes, it's our job to do it. But if that's not the only reason, if you go out there and you put your heart into it, the Bible says that you will doubtless come again rejoicing, bringing your sheaves. You will get people saved.